We'll be going very shortly to North Belfast, where Nicola Weir is standing by to tell us what's been happening there this morning. Of course, the feeder parade of the Ligonier Lodges has been able to pass through this morning, as was the Parades Commission determination. But we know the picture is going to be very different later this evening. Nicola, you're there for us now. Just bring us right up to date with what's been happening.
Good morning, Andy. Yes, well, in the last 15 minutes or so, the Ligonier feeder parade has passed by the Ardoyne Shops and Camp Travail, and it's made its way along the Woodville Road there towards Carlisle Circus for that main parade, which is due to take place at around about 10 o'clock today. Now, there was a very heavy police presence here, and I'd estimate around about 100-plus officers, or police officers, and those in riot gear, and they were creating a wall between the nationalist protesters who were holding banners here and those on the other side of the road at Camp Swadell. I couldn't really see how many Loyalist protesters were there because there was a wall of police Land Rovers lining that side of the road, so it was very difficult to gauge how many people were there. Now, there had been many appeals for calm at this flashpoint this morning. The Chief Constable, George Hamilton, actually did arrive here earlier on this morning to urge people to sort of remain peaceful. And also we've had Nigel Dodds, who has been in the papers this morning, urging loyalists and nationalist protesters to respect each other. And it seems these appeals for calm ended did not fall on deaf ears. At around about 8:45 this morning, the parade made its way along the Frumlin Road. There was a banner, which was the first thing that they saw as they entered this particular flashpoint at the Ardoyne Shop, which was very, very large, and it said, "Resolution is possible." There was about 250 people were only allowed in that procession as it made its way down. They passed by that banner, and then they came towards the nationalist protesters who were on the Ardoyne Shop side of the road. They, as they got closer, the nationalist protesters, they blew whistles and some sirens, and they had some placards up which said, parade where you're welcome, and also they wanted no violence, no parade. So there was a very respectful, I would say, protest on this the nationalist side, where they just blew whistles, and the procession carried on down towards the roundabout and on to the Woodvale Road. So as you can hear, there is still the police helicopter up, but I can tell you that both protesters on both sides of the road have now dispersed, and it's quite calm and peaceful here now.
And do we have any sense, Nicola, about what's likely to happen later this evening? Has there been any indication from the Orange Men, for instance, if they're going to plan any kind of a protest or hand any letter over to police on police lines, as we've seen them do in the past?
I would suspect that they might be doing something like that there. However, I have heard nothing about them staging another protest here on the way back. I have to say that, and that it was very, very peaceful here this morning whenever that procession did come through, and I think everybody here was very relieved in sitting those hundreds of police officers that were lining the road.
Okay, Nicola, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for that. Nicola Weir there on the ground in North Belfast for us this morning.